We know all the quarterbacks that got drafted. Of course, the story of Shador Sanders dropping in the draft and everything like that. But now let's take a look at where some of these QBs landed. Who do you actually think could start the soonest outside of Cam Ward? He's the obvious one. He's clearly going to start week one, no matter what the Titans might say. Oh, he's going to bat. He's going to start week one. I can promise you.
Why even waste their, I don't even know why they waste their time. I hate when teams do that.
They play the game. We all know Cam Ward. If he's healthy, he'll start week one. He's he's 1-1. He was the number one overall pick. So let's take Cam Ward out of this. Who starts the soonest? We can get into who you think has the best fit, but who do you think starts the soonest outside of Cam Ward? Of course, Jackson Dart was the second quarterback taken. He went to the Giants.
They're starting
Tyler Shuck there in New Orleans. Milroe in Seattle. Gabriel Cleveland. Will Howard, Pittsburgh. Riley Leonard there with the Colts. I think the answer to who will start the soonest outside of Cam Ward is actually Tyler Shuck.
They're trying to lose. It's obvious. I think.
Well, I just think Derek Carr's hurt. Spencer Rattler, Spencer Rattler didn't show much. Yeah, the QB room just stinks. Whereas, you know, Jalen Milroe's not starting over Sam Darnold week one, unless Sam Darnold is
hurt. Because they paid him paid him $100 million.
I don't even think Jalen Milroe sees the field this year.
I think it's more likely probably, for him.
The starting quarterback. Yeah, maybe he finds his way on the field, but like he's not the starting quarterback at any point this year.
Fair.
Shuck will start games for the Saints. Cam Ward will start games for the Titans. He'll start all the games, presuming health. Sanders will start games for the Browns, in my opinion.
Do you think Dan Gabriel starts one game?
No.
I don't either.
I just think Sanders is the better player. By the time they force them to sit in a camp against each other, they will quickly decide that Sanders is the more talented player. I had someone last night be like, the whole long-term plan is they think Deion's going to take the Browns job. And I'm like, man.
The
Browns probably do
view.
Like drama. They brought in Deontay Johnson yesterday. Yeah. They want the messiest conceivable locker room on the planet. Bring in everybody, you know? Let's just see what
happens. Will Howard, the K-State product, of course, drafted late by the Steelers.
That's an interesting wild card. For
him to start, a couple things would have to happen. They're not, like, completely impossible. One, Aaron Rodgers retires. Two, they can't pull off a Kirk Cousins trade. We're going to talk more about that later on in the show. And then three, Mason Rudolph plays terrible for the first 5 weeks. None of them are like crazy. I just don't imagine them losing out on Rodgers and then still not being able to land Kirk Cousins, though. That's the problem.
This might be a bold take. One, because the room, but also the potential to get Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins. I wouldn't be surprised if Will Howard started week one. I think he's better than Mason Rudolph.
If they don't get either of those
guys. But you would agree, though, they would have to whiff on Rodgers and Cousins.
Correct. Okay. I think that that's where it becomes a little bit bold, is I think that they would whiff right now. As of right now, obviously they're not in the room, but I don't think they're going to get Aaron Rodgers. I think Will Howard might end up being the guy.
Better.
Especially if they don't get Rodgers or Cousins, and it's down to Mason Rudolph or Will Howard. I think the Steelers should just play Will Howard.
I do too. There's no reason. Like, you might as well find out.
If all
Will
that
Howard,
failed,
yeah. I mean, he was taken in a spot where you might as well find out. I'd love that for the former K-State product and now national champion. How many rookie quarterbacks started last year? Jaden Daniels, Bryce Young, both Caleb Williams. Oh, no, those are two. Bryce Young's 2 years ago.
Yes.
So Jaden Daniels.
And Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams.
Drake May.
Drake May started. Bo Nix.
J.J. McCarthy did not. So there's four.
So four, is that it?
I guess Spencer Rattler was
drafted last year, wasn't he? He got in a game, didn't he?
He started late, because Derek Carr got hurt.
So Spencer Rattler, that's part of the conversation we're having.
It counts. Well, which is why, by the way.
Did Joe Milton start a game? Did he start a game for Dallas when they were going through all their injury stuff?
He started for the Patriots last year, the very last game of the year, because the Bills wanted to lose. And
that's right.
Joe Milton actually looked pretty good in that game.
Joe Milton, for what it's worth, we got to count him. He started a game for an NFL team.
Yeah.
I think
Michael Penix didn't.
He did.
Michael Penix.
Oh, he did. I'm sorry. Michael Penix, that's another.
But that was
not early in the season, but he started.
So, I mean, there were like, six
class.
Different rookie quarterbacks found their way into.
But if, Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams and Drake May, these were all just way much better quarterbacks than what we saw. I think the Will Howard one, it could be interesting by the end of the season. I just don't think week one he's starting, because I don't believe the Steelers are going to whiff on Rodgers and Cousins. And then honestly, knowing Mike Tomlin, I think they would start Mason Rudolph week one. I think Will Howard would have to wait like 3 or 4 weeks.
Given how Mike Tomlin goes about things, probably.
There's not a single other rookie who's going to start day one besides...
barring an injury, no.
Besides Cam Ward? Sanders. Sanders is the old, Sanders is the only
other one.
Dude, he's having to beat out Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. I'm not saying he's definitively, I'm just saying that's the only other avenue other than Kirk Cousins retires and Aaron Rodgers retires.
I think just it's fun. He's going to go from being too much baggage, not a first round talent, fifth round pick, to they're going to start in week one.
I think Joe Flacco will start.
Has a quarterback ever started week one?
I mean, sure. I'm sure.
Did you hear stat that fifth round quarterbacks are like 0-43 all time, or like since like 1994? So I don't remember the stat. It's not all time, but like in the last like 30 years, fifth round quarterbacks are horrible at football.
There's two that we're not really, not that we're not considering them.
Mel Kiper. None of the quarterbacks picked in the fifth round have become regular starters over the last 30 years.
I do wonder.
They're like 0-43 or something. It's crazy.
I think Shador could be that outlier, but
so do I. I just don't know about week one.
I think too that not week one certainly, but down the line, I bet you Jackson Dart eventually starts, because you got to think if the Giants aren't good enough to really be, or they're kind of in the playoff.
Yeah, Dable shows that you're good with him, so you can keep your job.
Dable's gonna play him at some point, because if Jackson Dart looks good, that might be the only thing that salvages his job. And then I think that. Call me crazy, but Riley Leonard and the Colts. Ooh. I don't think they like Anthony Richardson at all.
They have Daniel Jones there too. Not that he's good, but they already have two guys. Like one of those guys is starting way before.
I know, but I wonder: are they bad enough where
not Daniel
they're
Jones?
Like, you know what? We're
that.
Just going to put Riley Leonard out there, and we're just going to see what happens.
Jones has started 50 games in this league at this point, hasn't he?
I know, but I'm saying the same reason Joe Milton. If we're counting starts, the same reason Joe Milton started a game, I think Riley Leonard starts a game.
You think he gets a game?
I think he gets a game.
Yeah,
I think that would take.
They're going to stink, and then they're going to be like, you know what? Let's see what Riley Leonard gives us before we go and draft Drew Aller from Penn State in the first round.
It's a numbers game. I think they would have to move on from Richardson or Jones before the end of training camp for Riley Leonard to get action. Otherwise, he's clearly the third
Daniel Jones has started 69 games in this.
I think mentally they've already moved on from. They want to move on from Anthony Richardson. I think the Colts want to. They just don't have enough in the room yet, or they don't have enough to do it, because I think
he's going to end up being the Steelers starter.
As soon as he sat out last year, that was a complete mess. As soon as he pulled himself
from the locker room,
he lost everything. He lost everything.
Yeah, man,
the fan base.
You just can't. It's like the opposite. You just at quarterback, you cannot be the I'm too tired.
He thought he was doing what was best for the team, and hey, I'm not able to go this play, so somebody else needs to come in. But him taking himself out was such a bad look.
If we're saying starts more than half the season, the only one and you said I'll give you $10,000 for each one you get right, but you have to stop at the number you're comfortable with. Starts more than half the season, I would start and end with Cam Ward. That would be the end of it for me.
Sure,
and I would just be right like, now, I guess I'll take my $10,000. Like I'd be tempted to say Shuck. I'd be tempted to just like say Dart and feel like he gets in early, but I wouldn't do it.
But that's why we took Ward out of the convo, because of course he was going to start the soonest and he's going to play the most games out of these rookies. It's very obvious. You go 1-1, and when your options are Will Levis or him, Cam Ward's going to win the job. They can claim it. They're going to compete when they go to training camp all they want. Cam Ward will, by middle of August, will be named, if not earlier.
Warren Moon gave him the go-ahead to wear number one. Cool. I mean, that's cool. I thought that was pretty awesome. If you gave me 10 grand, Cody, if you were to say, based on the rosters right now, because Aaron Rodgers is not on the roster, Kirk Cousins not on the roster, I think Will Howard starts half the season. I'd be willing to say that's the guy that I would take.
Man, I mean, you get great odds on that right now. Take all the Will Howard. You can't even bet Will Howard overs. Those won't exist.
Overs? No, you can bet maybe when he'll make his first start offshore and stuff like that.
I think Will Howard, if Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins are not on the roster, he would play eight games. He'll play eight games this season.
I would agree in that scenario, but again, you would admit those are two big things that would not have to go through
for
the Pittsburgh Steelers.